Then the Mishnah says, "Chetichi hamaka," that according to Vesil, they have a right to have more than four bees until the maka heals up. Elo, the case must be the yoyiv lo kuli b'meinaris, that you let her have her four bees when she was in Ara. So the question is, Naris Yud Beis Chodesh, does it take 12 months to be in Ara? Miika, we don't have it that long. Shmuel says, "Ein beinaris lebagris elavav kadoshim," that once she becomes in Ara 12, then 6 months later she comes up a geris. So more is the question, the chita, maybe you'll tell me, botsim yochiyu delek, it's not less than 6 months, or maybe your tveika, more than 6 months, you could have it. So more is the noho, bevad come, it says bevad only 6 months, and not more, after 6 months, you come by geris. El, the case must be, diyoyiv lo shtayim b'meikatnas, that they got married when she was a katana, and they had two bias then, ushtayim b'meinaris, and two more bias when she was a nara, those 6 months, she had two bias during those 6 months. So it's good, why she has, four bias. For the more, no. Haboyi minei rav chinuno bashalim yomei rav. That what's going to be higiyaz man elirois tachas baila. No, she was a katana before, and after she's married, now she became a nara. She came to time when she sees her period. So now, how many more bias does she have? And Amalei said back to him like this, that kol bila shata boil. Calls them on, she was a katana, as many times they lived together, ain't a melacha, that's only all considered like one night. And she still has three more nights to go. The Yashah Mashil Madal Lel, she still has three more nights to go. So, if she first became a Nara now, she should have three more bias, not just two. So Mora says, true, El, the case must be, the Yoyv Le'achas B'meikatnas. He gave her one bia when she was a katana, and as many times as she lived together, it's all considered like one. Ushtaim, she had two bias now B'meinaris. During these 6 months of Nara, she had every 3 months to live once. So she had two bias then, and the Yachas b'mei bagris, and she had a less bia when she was a bageris. That must be the case here. So now the kasha now back is on Rav. Siyam, but if you tell me bishleim is good at bageris baal moregel isha, that's a bageris when she gets married. That yavin and latfei, we give him more than just one night, more than one bia. Isaki hechadani kat, just like we say here when she's a katana. That is many times that she lived together. And then she becomes a Nara, Lemitza Lochodo. The fact they live together when they were a katana, it takes away one night from the Naris. Is the Haninam, the famous verse should be here also, that they live together when they were Nara, when she was a Narais, is Labagris, and now that she came to Bagaris, Lemitza Lochodo, to take away one beer. She doesn't have as much as the regular Bagaris without, she only have one. Ella, but if you want to tell me, like Rav says, that Bagaris, the Yama, regular Bagaris. Leavin and Latfei, she only has one bia, just a line. The Rishonah, that's all. If so, the lace of Leela Bilas Mitzvah. If a regular Begaris only has one night, that's all. So now, since they lived together before when she was a Nara, he should only give a stam one bia, Bias Mitzvah, that's all. Fisulay, not more. So, according to this Bryce here, Takash and Rav, that Rav said, Begaris, Noisin Leela Rishonah. The Chura, here it's Mashma. That she has more than a Laila Rishayna. So my instance, Leel in the case here is really like this. Then this last brisa was the Yoyiv Lo'achas B'meikatnas. As many times they live together when she's a katana, it's called like one bia. And the case is now, Begim will be Meinaris. During these 6 months of Naris, not that they live together once in 3 months, but every 2 months they live together. So they have three bias when she was a Nara. That Misarvat, who told you to think? That called Tlosa Yachi Chodoyno all 3 months. They had only one time, they lived together once. No. Kol trei yarchi chodei no. Every 2 months they lived together. So that could be a case there that they had a four bias before she became a bageris. Therefore there will not be a kasha on Rav. Now the Gemara says, Minyona saksenoi. Heavy shock of the ozel yasu de Shmuel. He was once going into the city of Shmuel. So, he wanted to act like Rav. In the case where Begeros got married, he wanted to say that she only has the first night and not more. And Afilu Rosa, he thought the same in the case where she saw Dan before, it's also the same Malacha. She only has Laila Rishayna, that's all. And we learned before now that if she saw before, then she only has Bia Rishayna, just the first Bia, not more. And there he thought to say, give her the whole night. Omar, he said like this, that he thought that Leipolig Rav Ben Rosa Ben La Rosa, he thought that Rav did not make any difference whether she saw or she didn't see. So he wanted to say, the Bagaris has the whole first night, as many times they wanted to live together. What happened was, Kodam Shochiv Biurcha. So what happened was, he died on the way, before he lived with his wife that night, like before he was over the east, according to Rav. This Maestro was again was Menyumin Seksenoi, that he was on his way and he was about to hold like Rav, and he thought that you'll have to live together a lot of times that night. He was about to do it. What happened was, before he did it, he died. So Kori Shmuel laid the Rav. Shmuel called the Pasuk upon Rav that Lo Yunu Latzadik Kolovin, nothing big could come out according for the Tzadik. In other words, since Rav really held that it was also, so this person did not do the Aveira. That's why he died before he was able to do the Aveira. Omar Rav Chinano Bashalmiya Mishmei the Rav. Kivon Shenatku Shino Shalodom. When a person starts to lose his teeth, he becomes old and starts to lose his teeth, is Nismatu Mizanoisov. He starts to lose his Mizanos. Rashi means Koshin Love. It's hard to have Panosa then. Shneva the Pasuk says, "Gam anoich nesat lecho niki and shinayim bechol areichem v'chois alechem mechol mechol maseichem." Means I'm going to clean you from your teeth and all the cities. Then you'll need bread. So you have to say when a person comes older, then it's harder to get panos. It's harder to get his mizonis. Now it says in the Mishnah, "Ruas of Yoido." Let's say she saw dam and she was still bevesavi. It means to say she was a nara. She was a Nara, this girl, and she saw Dam before, and now she got married. So here the Mishnah says that Beis Sham Beis Hillel says, Noisnin Kol Halayla Kulis, have a right to live together just the first night. Tanu Rabbanan, what about this? Rosa, where she already saw Dam, she had a period before already. The Yodim Beis Aviyah means to say she's still a Nara, she's still living by her father's house. So Beis Hillel says, Kol Halayla Shalom. When she gets married the first night, even though she sees Dam, we have already said it's Dam Besulim, and they can live together as many times as they want. That first night, it's Mutta. The Neustan Law Oina Shleima, and she has a complete Oina, complete time to live together. So the question is now, Vakama Oina Shleima, what's called the complete period of time? How much time is this Oina? So Pirish Rav Shimin Ben Gamliel Laila V'chatziyim. I mean to say a night, and half of the day also. Usually we say an Oina means a period of 12 hours, like a night or a day. Here he says it means they can live together the whole night, and here for the next day. So Morris, the question, is that true? Me being in Kulihai, is an Oina called so long? Or in Minu, I have a question. It says, Harei Shoh Yegitov Ubeis Badav Tumeis. Somebody had his Gita, that's the place where he has his wine factory-like. Whereas Beis Badav, that's where you press your olives, the Shem and the oil. Tumeis, they're both Tumei. Obikesh la Soy Cemetery wants to be Matire them. Like you get out the blue of Tumah in order to be Matire, to say what you make the new wine or the new shaman you make now should not have any blue of the first one there, so it should remain Tor. How do you do it, Ketzad? Who I said, how do you do it to get the blue? And there's not enough just to put it into the mikvah, the Kalim. Because Kolzaman, there's some blue, it's absorbed some of the first mashka of Tumeyah, it'll always come out and be Matire the next, wine and oil. So how do you get all the blue out of the keli? So case to the waist, as you do, says other this hadafim, that's the delis, Rashi says, the board like that you put on top of the grapes to press it. Fi halulvim, that's like the lulav branches that you use to clean it up with. For your hadashim, Rashi says also that's agas atzma, that's like the wine vat itself that you have the wine in. Shanov nisunim shan, that the grapes are put there. So these things, madichim, is enough just to wash them out. Since it's only blue through cold, it's enough just to wash it out, and that gets out all the blue. What's going to be